no panic. It's organic. The way that nature intended it. Don't panic.
By the way, that's my friend Jeff Garavoy. He's my crazy musician friend, and he wrote this song for me. Maybe in the early, I think I got here in 84 or 85 when I first came to Malibu. It's a great little song. I love it. I'm trying to get him to update something new for me, but you know how this is, how musicians are. It just happens, and if it doesn't happen again. Anyway, you're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic with your host, Andy Lopez, the world famous and very handsome invisible gardener. So we're live on bbsradio.com. So for you members, yeah, I'm keep moving it. I have five or six different radio shows, and basically what I'm doing now is that I'm doing this one show, and then I'm reposting them on all these other shows, because I have one show called What's in Your Garden. I have another show called it's for members only. So members, I have a podcast for members, and members get basically every show that I do. So I also have an audiobook show, which I read out to the listeners, my books, my latest book, Don't Panic, It's Organic. I'm getting ready to start reading that from chapter one. I'm finishing now on the ant. It's called Dances with Ants chapter. So basically, I take a chapter in each show, I read it out to you, because that's the audiobook section. What's in Your Garden is, I've been going on for a long time. You know how to say what's in your wallet, so I say what's in your garden, so I talk about organic gardening. But mainly what I do there is I replay the shows that I'm on guest, because I'm on as a guest on different other people's shows, which is kind of cool, because now I'm going to get them to be a guest on my show. The way it works. So I have a lot of friends all over the United States who are doing various different types of organic gardening shows. I've been doing this for a long time, so have they. So I'm going to get them, hopefully, to be on my show again. Because, you know, it's only fair. If I'm on their show, it should be on my show. You know, hey. So that's in What's in Your Garden. The Don't Panic, It's Organic show is the one I've been doing the longest. And that's the one that's up on iTunes. So you can actually go to iTunes and type in Don't Panic, It's Organic. You see the podcast there. You can subscribe to it. That way it's free. I also do another show. I have several other shows. The other one that I do is called WTF, is What the Frack. Have you ever watched Babylon 5? That's what they say. And it's basically a show about, it's done by an alien. This alien and its good old boys just to come to Earth, fishing and have a good old time. So it's from their point of view what's going on. It's called What the Frack. It's actually an environmental alert. And I have Eco Cat and Eagle Dragon that will every once in a while come on the show and talk about things that they're doing. If you haven't seen Eco Cat, he's up on my website. You click Eco Cat up there. I'm not sure I'm going to do Eco Dragon because he keeps wanting to eat Eco Cat. He ate all his friends. Kind of sick, I know, but you know, Eco Cat had a bunch of other friends, and the Eco Dragon came and next thing you know, Eco Cat's all by himself. So and kids don't like that, so I might not do that. Anyway, today I have a guest. He's from his name is Rico Delgato from Rico's Organics. I'm looking at his logo here. It's Good Chit, CHIT. 100% alive organic compost. That's what the show today is basically going to be about, compost. I do another show called It's Alive. I say, it's alive, it's alive, alive. And it's about the health of the soil and how important that is. And lately I've been, you know, reading lots of other different books that are now on the market now about that very same subject, how important the soil is and the living organism in the soil, the mycelium. And one particular book, I don't have it with me. It's about how do mushrooms can save the earth. And it has to do with growing mushrooms. And through the process of growing mushrooms, you learn how the mycelium helps everything else that's growing from there. There's also another book on how trees talk, which basically covers the mycelium, how they join together as one mind web. All this kind of stuff I've been talking about for a long, long time. I have another show called It's the Trees. These are basically specials. So four times a year, I do a special. So it's alive, which has to do with the soil. I do another one called It's the Trees, which basically talk about trees and how important they are. I also do a show on Environmental Alert, and we talk about what's going on in the earth at the moment. And there's a lot of stuff going on. And so I've been doing this a long time, and so I'm here basically to help you. There's different ways you can communicate with me. You can always go to the website invisiblegardener.com. It's up there, figure it out. When the radio show is on, you can click on radio show. It'll take you to this station here, bbsradio.com. On their page, it tells you lots of different ways you can listen to my show. Okay? So if you want to just listen, you go there and you'll hear, see there's a little button where station one, it says listen. And so you click on it, and your whatever it is you're using, whether it be your browser or your phone, you can hear it. The other way is if you want to call in and talk, so you can say to call and talk on the air, you'll see there's two numbers there. One's an 888 number and the other one's a 323 number. 888-627-6008, and the other one's 323-744-4831. That's 744-4831. If you want to talk to me or the guest, and I'm open to it. If you want to be a guest, it's much easier if you email me, andylopez@invisiblegardener.com, and tell me, I would like to be a guest on your show. This is what I do. This is what it's all about, so I can check it all out first, right? And then we can pick a date. You can be on as a guest. But you're always welcome to just call and make a comment or a question out of the blue, so to speak, right? It's fine with me. So like we're doing compost, if you have a compost question. And by the way, anybody who does so will automatically get my ebook, my latest ebook, Don't Panic, It's Organic Free. And so if you call, I have no way of knowing who you are to send you something. So ideally, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go to my website. You subscribe to my newsletter. They'll say subscribe to newsletter. There'll be a radio show button, a little comment. You can say, Andy, I heard you on the radio show. You said you can give me your book, Don't Panic, It's Organic Free. Since I have your email, I'll email you back the book free. See, right? And you'll get the newsletter, which keeps you up to date on everything that's going on. Tells you about the contest. We have a contest. You could win free lifetime membership in the club or any other number of things. It depends on the month. Right now, it's everybody gets a free ebook. And you also, but the winner will get a lifetime membership in the club, which means you get access to all my 23 ebooks as well as to the website. Lots of reasons you can be want to be a member if you want to have a consultation with me. I'm more than happy to do that. I charge $250 an hour. No problem. But you can become a member. It's $20 a lifetime. And you can call the organic hotline and talk to me as often as you want to. I've had members call me for years. Or, of course, you can always email me. Or there's a forum on the website that you can, once you log in, you can leave your questions. I'm happy to talk to you on the radio show. That's what it's all about. That's why I started Don't Panic, It's Organic. It's really an online class. I actually started a school called List, the Living Institute of Survival Technology. See, that was back in 1970. That's when I started the Invisible Gardener. See, right? So I've been doing this a long time. So pretty soon, I'm going to get my guest going to be on. And he'll be talking about, I'm going to get him to talk about his compost business and a little bit about compost. And so I talk a lot about compost myself. I've been one of my columns I do for a local paper. I do every week. So every week is you have to come up with something to talk about. So this particular next column that I'm doing next week, it's going to be about compost and about compost tea. And you know, I like to go over a little bit about why we make compost in the first place. My idea is that we want to imitate Mother Nature. See, right? We want to imitate her, and we want to help her to help the soil bring it back to life. So that's the reason why we do it. Recycling is a good reason, But the real reason is, yeah, you want to put everything back into the soil. There's a right way and a wrong way to make compost. Not too many people know that. And so the right way is when you have, in the mixture, you have compost that's made from living things. That's why we talk about microbial life, using different types of animal manures. And in there, you also want to add the rock dust to and the minerals. So if you don't use anything, if you don't use any rock dust or any type of animal manure in your compost making process, you're really not going to have compost. You're going to have some other type of soil structure. And therefore, your compost tea won't work. That's one reason why I tell people rock dust, compost, and mulch. It's one of the secrets to a good organic gardener, right? Other than the best, he or she makes the best compost in the world, but you know, you want to use rock dust, a source of minerals, and we're going to have a show on rock dust. I'm going to invite the remineralization folks to come back on. It's about time I had them on my show, and see if I can get Don Weaver to come on. He's the one who wrote the remineralization book, and talk about remineralization, what it's all about. But that's why I tell people, get a blend of rock dust. You have different sources of minerals. You get, actually, if you're doing it compost right, you're making it from the rock dust as well. You don't need to add any more rock dust. But most people will buy compost. The reason I'm going fast is because I got a few more minutes before my guest comes on. I'm trying to set him up, right? Anyway, the reason why, so if you buy compost, you buy different sources of compost, you get different sources of minerals. You have wide blend of minerals, right? And so if you add that to your compost and you have the manure there, the compost and the manure will get together. And I understand, and then that the bacteria will eat the rock dust and the foods available to the plants. So I think we have a someone on the air that I can talk to. I think so. Rico, you there?
Yes, this is Rico, the compost guy.
How do I know who you are? Okay, what is the password? What is the password?
The password is good shit for compost.
I really love that name, man.
I spell it C-H-I-T, which means consciousness in Sanskrit, but it just sounds like good shit. So it's good consciousness for the soil.
You're not on a horse again, are you? Sounds like you're bouncing along. Are you walking around?
No, I'm sitting down in Pasadena.
Oh, cool. So, were you able to hear any of the previous that's going happened before or not? Right.
No, I just tuned in right now. I was just waiting for the call, so I missed whatever conversation was happening.
Yeah, so in the future, I think I had told you that all you have to do is go to the website and there's a little button that says listen. But you don't have a computer, do you?
I'm not on a computer.
Right, you should be able to do it on your cell phone. You know.
I'll try it next week.
It'd be interesting to see what happened if you're listening to it on your cell phone and if you get a call from the website where that calls like some kind of interdimensional loop, time loop, where everything sort of gets stuck in this right paradox and paradigm and we never leave. Maybe that's a, never mind. It just occurred to me. Sorry. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you're listening to the show through your phone and then the engineer calls you on the same phone, then what happens? Wow. I
okay.
Don't know.
What did I miss this morning? Did you have a caller asking about compost or soil?
No. I wanted to talk about compost and that's why I had you on. So you can talk about you, what you do, which is basically you make good shit.
Yeah.
And so listen, you want to tell the folks how come you got into making compost?
Yes, I started about 8 years ago. I had a job up in the San Ynez Mountains working for a family that had a big property. And we were at the time ordering tons and tons of compost from a company out in Buellton that made it. And one day when the owner came to deliver the compost for our property, he noticed that we had horses and he said to me, why aren't you making your own compost? And I said, well, I don't know shit about it.
There's that word again.
And so he said, well, so he explained to me that since we had horses and had manure, and that we had gigantic lawns we were cutting every day. And also since we were using organic practices for the garden, the vegetable garden, all the trees, And he basically told me, you know, his very simple recipe for making it and how to add water. And at the time, he was not using minerals, but that was something that you taught me to do. And so I started making compost right there for this client on their property. And then I realized I could sell it to some of my other clients. And then when you found out that I was making compost, you enlightened me and kind of have been sharing your recipe and your ideas about what to add to it. And little by little, just grew into my second business. And now that's my main business, is making compost. And right now I'm out in Malibu where I'm located doing it.
And tell the folks why your little bumper sticker here says 100% alive.
Yes. Well, what we found out is that when you go to the nursery to buy any kind of soil, even if it's an organic compost or organic potting mix or whatever, if it's been in that plastic bag for very long, which is usually what happens, then there may be really good ingredients in there, but there's nothing really live. There's no living microbes. And what's really important is that when you add a healthy soil to your garden, you need to have microbes and living organisms that are alive in there to interact with the soil that needs amending. And that makes a huge, huge difference. So the way I package my soil is I put it into a burlap bag, and I usually bag it the day of delivery or the day before delivery. And that guarantees that what's in there alive still allows to breathe and live until we put it right down into the garden.
And who taught you that?
Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener, is my mentor. You've been my mentor for many, many years, Andy.
Right. I really love it, too, that I want to tell you something interesting, too. I was at a customer's house the other day, and mushrooms were growing in her certain part of her property, right? So I took a picture of it. And so she comes out and she says, I really wish they wouldn't grow her. And I says, I think you missed the point. it shows that her soil is starting to come back to life, right?
Right.
You see? And she says, oh, I'm going to die from the mushrooms if somebody eats it. I says, no, it's not a good idea to grow deadly toxic mushrooms. You know? And that's from your compost, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to hear. Also, I thought it's important that one thing you taught me is that the more variety of animal manures that you use, there's more diversity and a whole different, you know, it just makes the soil that much more rich. And so we've been really lucky that my source for animal manures now comes from the, what's the name of that ranch up there? I'm sorry. I forgot the name of the place where I did up. In Malibu, there's an owner who has 1,000 acres.
Is that the llama farm?
Yeah, it's Saddleback Ranch. On Saddleback Ranch, the owner there collects exotic animals. So
yeah,
because
right.
in the past were just, you know, most places that have animals throw away the manure, pay to have it taken away from the property.
Yeah.
So I go there and they collect the manures for me. And so we have a collection of manures that are from buffalo. There's a family of buffalo, a mom, a dad, and a baby buffalo there. And we have alpacas. We have llamas. We have a giraffe, a very famous giraffe who was in a movie. And apparently people come there to visit the giraffe. Well, I have giraffe poop in our compost. We have goats. We have sheep. We have rabbits. We have chickens. And horse, but we just have a very diverse collection of manures, which makes it even stronger and more rich.
Can I add one thing that I'd like to pass on to you that you can pass on to these folks?
Mm-hmm.
You should turn them on to rock dust, because what they should be doing is adding a little bit of rock dust to their manure when the animals drop it, when it's in the raw, you know, when they, because the rock dust is a certain percent silica.
Oh.
Or in other words, a certain percent of diatomaceous earth is right. It's in a natural form. So if there were to, like in a pelletized form, it makes it real easy. But you know, how it comes in a dust form, right?
Yeah.
And the dust powder form is actually the best way, even though it's a little dirty. When you have just an animal that does a poo-poo, right? You can actually dust that dusted lightly. It'll control not only will it control the flies and stuff like that, right?
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah, that's important to know.
But the manure and the bacteria will join together, and it binds more of the makes a higher nutrient level in the long run. Eh?
Yeah.
So the
well,
easy
that's
thing
awesome.
To do, right, it would be if these people have all this stuff, you can slowly introduce them to, because I'm sure they would like to control their flies, right?
Yes, everybody with horses wants to control the flies and animals.
Right, so here's a perfect way to, you know, because ideally you want to get the rock dust and the manure together as fast as possible, and it will. You just have to control the amount, you know, too much. Very likely you can even add it to water and spray the manure with it, because once it dries, it settles onto the manure. But it will kill the flies, control the fly population, other creatures like that as well too, right? Just a thought.
That's a great thought. Yeah. Okay. Well, I will begin to talk to them over there about that, where I get it from.
And I have a question. Okay. So you're using rock dust, right?
Yes.
Talk to the folks about rock dust. What do you mean a bunch?
I use a blend of the different.
Okay. Speak. Speak. Blend?
Blend. Yeah. Well, I use the azomite. I use the phosphorus, gypsum, and
what
oyster
phosphorus?
Shell.
What phosphorus?
Which is that phosphorus? I'm trying to think.
Soft rock phosphate.
Yeah, phosphate. I'm sorry. You're right.
Okay. And the gypsum?
And the gypsum and the oyster shell.
And the oyster shell?
Yeah. Those are the four main ones that I use.
Cool. You're doing good, my son.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks to Andy Lopez.
don't forget, I still want you to get a hold of the AgriMen from Southern California. You know that clay,
yes.
Alluvial clay stuff they have?
Yes, I've been to him before. I
know
do
you
have
but
some
you're
of
not,
stuff.
You're
absolutely.
Not using that. That's one of the best things to use. As a matter of fact, it's a neutral pH, so it won't burn any plants. Great for those cattle people, you know, you can dust the horse manure with it. And it's 30% calcium. You should actually add it to your manure, because, you know, to your stuff, because it will increase the calcium levels in the compost. You're not going to get anything with that kind of calcium in it.
I actually do have some of that. I do have some of that that I got from him, and I'm still using it. And it is
okay.
One of the things that I throw in there with the mineral. So I had forgotten to mention that.
You should. You're lying now. It's not good.
No, I'm
it's not.
Not
good. Well, listen. When you do go back down there again, I definitely want some, because it's one of the, you know, alluvial clay. It's, you know where it comes from is where they do the hot sulfur, the hot baths, right? Hot mud baths.
Oh.
Right.
No, I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Yeah, you go there. You know, in Southern California, there's a hot mud bath place. You go, people get in the muds, and they're really hot and healing. What it does the healing is that it's 30% calcium.
Wow.
Duh. Yeah. So
yeah.
Using it on your plants and stuff is amazing. I still have about 50 to 100 pounds left because I added to my sprayer as a part of my spraying routine to get the calcium out. Calcium is very, very important for plants and trees
right.
and stuff like that.
Well, that's part of your coffee, cream, and sugar combination that you always talk about.
Oh, so let's talk a little bit. You send all your stuff off to the labs, right?
I have.
You don't have it in front of you by any chance, do you?
I'm sorry, I don't. I don't have the report in front of me.
Do you remember anything about pH or anything else? Or anything you can tell me? Because I remember it all. I'm trying to get it out of you.
Yeah, my pH was, what is it? pH is at 7. Isn't that in the middle? My
yeah,
pH
that's
is
neutral.
Right in the center.
That's neutral, right.
Yeah.
Ideally, when you have the most microbial activity, the widest range of microbial is 6.5 to 6.8. So that means that at 7, you're at the slight other end, right? So you're not going to have all the microbials that you want in the long run. But you know what happens? I don't know if I've told you about this, but you know, have you ever had compost get old on you?
Sometimes the pile will get left for a while, yeah.
Okay, so by a while you mean 6 months, a year?
Never that long. The most that ever sits around is maybe 2 or 3 months.
Okay, well, that's nothing. So if you had a pile,
yeah.
that you were able to cover and protect it for a year. And if you were to measure the pH level throughout, ideally, if you measure the pH level, it's like when you first make a compost pile, you know how it gets hot and cold, right?
Yes.
It goes through a cycle. Well, also you'll find that the pH level will go up and down through the cycles, right? It starts off very, very alkaline. A compost, because of the manure, would be like 7.2, 7.4, really on the alkaline side.
Okay,
because manure is alkaline, whether it be horse, sheep, rabbit, those things, even though they're high nitrogen, and by acidic means they could burn, you know, the high nitrogen can burn, they're really alkaline, okay, right? The urine is acidic, but not the manure, right?
Right.
So over time, over the period of making the compost, it'll go up and down. From the pH will go up and down according to the microbes in it. And eventually, the pH will start becoming more and more alkaline as it gets older and older with time. Again, it also depends where in the world you live at, because it really would be equal to what, because if our, so here in Malibu, for example, if you let it sit there with the clay, eventually the it'll become more and more alkaline, because that's what the clay is. The clay will absorb it, right? See? And so in your case, in terms of the compost, when you're making it, the ideal time you want to sell it, and that's why you're selling it. When you make it, how long does it take you to make it?
It's ready between 6 and 8 weeks. And there's three different ways that I can tell when it's ready. When everything looks really finely broken down, you don't see any actual turds in it or any leaves or branches. Also, by the smell of it, it just smells like a rich, rich soil. And also by the temperature, when it's dropped down below 100. Because my piles normally get up between 160 and 180. I had a pile yesterday that was at 190 degrees.
Yeah, any higher than that, you have ashes. You know what I mean? Because I had to 220, but it was, the core of it was ashes. Literally, it was ashes. I said, well, I guess that's too hot.
Yeah.
Gee, I guess that's too hot. I thought for a while, I said, maybe because I added ashes to it, maybe because I don't really add ashes. You know, you heard the thing about adding ashes to your compost.
Yeah.
Supposed to be the minerals, but ashes is really super alkaline. Okay, so it does more damage, it kills the more microbes than it adds the minerals in the long run. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know? Okay. Yeah.
Right? So the ashes is not such a good idea, even though it takes, after a while, it does change. You know, the acidity, because ashes here, you know, because it's that, so in the long run, it will help to, because it has minerals. All the minerals will eventually become available one way or another, right?
Yeah.
So, and are you making any compost tea or
I do. I make compost tea if I'm spraying a garden, or if I'm spraying anything that I need to spray, any of the plants, I will make a tea. And also I do the tea when I'm feeding plants at the roots or at the ground level.
Right. So the whole thing is that what we want to do is we want to make compost that helps to keep the soil alive. That's why the compost is alive in the first place. If it's dead compost, you ain't going to get any soil. And if your soil is alive, then the minerals will be available to the plants. And you're doing the compost tea because your tea should be highly... If you take a sample of that tea and send it off to a lab, it should say these are all the minerals that it has in it.
Uh-huh, right? Yeah, I've never sent a tea. I've always sent the soil itself.
Right, well, that's what I would do next, is take a sample of your tea at different times when you're doing it, so you can see when, you know, so if you know how old your compost is when you make the tea, see, that's what you want to note. And that's one way to tell what's going on in your compost. So if you say, okay, the heat dropped, I'll make a tea out then. Or it smells good, I'll make a tea out then, right? What was the other one, heat dropped, and what was it? It looked good, right?
Right.
Not always the same thing, so you have different timing, right? So I would say, okay, I'm sending off this tea when it looked good, and as opposed to when it smelled good, or when it, yeah, you know, when it stopped, you'll find that there are different range of bacteria would be in it, and different minerals.
Yeah.
That's why, when you make the compost tea, do you add rock dust to it, to the tea?
I'm not adding rot dust because it already has rot dust that was put into the compost itself, but you suggest putting more rock dust into the tea when I make it?
So the thing is ideally you want to do the other end, because we're talking about, there's two ends to this thing. There's the compost, and then there's the plants that are actually absorbing the compost, right?
Right.
So what you want to do is find out from the plants what minerals they have, and that tells you if it's enough for the compost tea or not. Because ideally, the foliar spraying, because is what you're doing, should be providing what the plants need. Because did you hear my show last week?
Yes, plants? I did.
Okay, so the plant tells you, right?
Yes.
Right. So if you're really good at looking at a plant and go, well, gee, it's deficient in this mineral, that's one way to do it. The other way is using a refractometer. You don't use a refractometer, do you?
I haven't been using one because I'm mostly just working with the compost.
Yeah, but you still do gardening for people and stuff. When you spray the tea, do you spray just the compost? You spray it on plants, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying, is you learn how to do the Brix reading on a plant before you spray it, right?
Yeah.
And you'll say, and the Brix reading will help you to determine the mineral content of the plant, which will help you determine if what you're spraying is right. If the plant's deficient in the calcium, for example, right, which is one of the things that plants are really deficient in, that should tell you that your spraying is also deficient in the calcium. See?
Yeah, I see.
Hey?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. The other thing I want to mention, too, since I know a lot of your listeners make or try to make compost at home, is I have a lot of people who call me and say, well, I take my kitchen compost, you know, the stuff from the kitchen, I add some grass or I add some leaves, but nothing is happening. It smells really bad. The rats, the ants, everything's getting into it. And what I suggest to clients is the best composter that I have found for the home is one of these bins that actually has a handle and you turn it, because you need to be turning the compost. You need to be turning whatever you're throwing into your bin once a week. If it's just sitting there in a pile stagnant, it usually goes bad or turns anaerobic or takes too long or smells too bad, and people just don't have the time and energy to get in there and turn it over, you know. And also the other thing that I offer, one of my services, is that if people have a large property with a lot of green waste, instead of putting it into the green cans and sending it off to the dump, is I will come to your property, and if you don't have a source of manure, I will bring a truckload of my own manure, take your green cuttings, and show you how to make a pile there for you if you have enough room on your property so that you can have your own compost pile. Show you how to turn it once a week, and in 8 weeks and 2 months, you've got a whole pile of compost there that you can use yourself at home.
Are you adding rock dust to that pile too?
I'm sorry?
Are you adding rock dust to that pile too?
Oh, yeah. Because I do that for some clients. I'll come to their home, I'll bring a load of manure, and I'll bring all the regular ingredients that I throw into my regular compost, including rock dust.
So one of the things that I like to tell you is that, you know, that tumbler you were talking about, the only problem, my idea with the tumbler is that you really can't make a lot of compost that way for your property. That's one thing.
No, I know. It's just for small amounts.
You're right. Right. And in reality, you're not really make. The other problem is that people don't go out there and turn it regularly. They don't. They just sit there. I had experience with it in the sixth grade. I got this big giant tumbler. You can buy them, you know, in the store. I saw it in the ad in the paper. I ordered it somehow. It's a big thing that you take a hand and you turn it, right? So it's like a big 55-gallon drum that you turned, right?
Yeah.
Well, being the genius that I am, I said, well, I'm just going to hook it up to a bicycle so I can bicycle and turn it. And then I hooked it up to a little windmill so the fan was turning and it had a gear and it was just turn it regularly. Because if you turn it regularly, and I put a rock in it, so it turned regularly. And bam, I would make a lot of compost that way because it would just break everything down. It's really not good for the compost, but it's good to break everything down really, really good. You take that and you add, then you could put it around the plants and stuff like that. You know, you can break, or if you have food waste, because we had a lot of food waste, we put it in there, you add a little bit of compost, you know, and turn it. But most people, and I have gone to lots of houses and people, what do you think of my compost setup? I'm going, and when are you going to turn it?
Yeah.
Oh, we, I may go out maybe once a month and turn it. It doesn't make any compost, you know?
What I tell these clients, I mean, because if people are trying to make compost at home and they do make the investment to buy the tumbler, I just tell, and they all have gardeners. All these people have their own gardeners.
Yeah, tell the gardener to do it.
I told them to get the gardener who comes every week to turn it for them, at least teach them to do it. So I do have some clients that put the energy and the money and the effort into it and are
show
getting
them,
it. And it's true, it's a much smaller amount.
Show them how to hook it up to a little windmill. That's very easy. You can, from Edmund Scientific Company, you buy this little wind generator, and you hook it up to. You get a bicycle chain. You hook it up to the, and weld the gear onto the thing, and the thing will turn all by itself because the wind will turn it, and it'll be slowly turning.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
I like the idea.
You produce all you want to. Right.
Especially for clients who have kids. They can get the kids to go out there and do their exercise once, you know, every few days.
The bicycle thing, you should have to get a handyman that's really good, right? You have a bicycle stand. Basically, it's an exercise bicycle. You know how you sit there in place for exercising? Well, you hook it up to your drum through a series of gears, you know, so you reduce it so you don't, you know, it makes it real easy to turn. And that drum, the biggest thing about it is don't turn it so fast. It just has to rotate very slowly. Right? And you put a couple of rocks inside of it, and it'll turn it over and tumble it. It breaks it up really, really nice. You can add some things to it. It will cook up and heat up. Yeah. And then you have to put
Andy,
it out and start some more. Right?
Yeah. So I want to ask you something, Andy. Do we have any callers that are calling in that might have questions for me or you about compost or soil?
If we did, my engineer would have said something.
He'll let us know. Okay.
Yeah, you'll hear it. He'll say, we're psychic. I'm psychic, and he just sent me a thought form in my head. He said, not yet. So if people want to call, of course, they're more welcome to. But this is like maybe the third or fourth show I'm doing on here. This is your first time on here. And so people haven't really picked up on it that it's here yet, you know. And I'm working on it. And I'd like you to be like, talk to me about compost, you know. By the way, the number you can call is 888-627-6008000. If you're direct, I guess that means you're not too far away from the station. It's 323-744-4831. And I told you to get your friends and your customers to call or, you know, to talk about compost. And next time you come on, you know, because I will have you on again, you have people come on who talk about their compost problem. Ways to help them make compost, different ways to help people to do this, especially like the compost tea. I like to talk to them more about compost tea, right? How it's made. You know, I have a chart that shows you how different times, lengths of times to making compost tea, and in my opinion, there are different reasons why a person would make compost tea. Like you making compost tea for the reason of getting nutrition onto the plants, right?
Yes. Amending the soil, right, improving plants. And even before you put a plant in the ground, it's important to have a good soil, and I put the compost into the hole before we even plant many plants or trees.
Right, so you can also spray compost tea to control diseases, right? You can spray compost tea to control pests. Not many people realize if your plant has one disease, you name any disease from sooty mold, which is done by ants, to different viruses, spraying the compost tea alone, especially if it's rich with the bacteria, because guess what the microbes do, right? They attack the disease. They attack disease, right?
Well, another thing that I realize, a lot of my clients will spend a lot of money landscaping a home or re-landscaping and then not understand or realize that you need to fertilize on a regular basis. That plants are like people. They need to eat regularly. And often people say to me, well, why is it sick? Why does it have this disease? And I'll explain to them, well, it's got an immune system, just like humans have an immune system, and you have to treat the immune system by feeding it. And if it's sick, then you have to, you know, find a way of dealing with that organically.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just so people find that interesting when you actually explain that a plant is very much like our own human body, you know.
Yeah. And so here's the thing that you tell people, okay, the topsoil is your skin. Just think of your topsoil as your skin. Inside of it, the soil, think of it as your stomach. And if the soil is not feeding the trees or anything that's growing on it, you're not going to get the food and the minerals that you need. And that's the cause of everything. So you want to deal with the cause and not the effect. The effect is just the disease or the pest. It sells good pest, you know, you sell pesticide and it sells whatever product, but it doesn't work. Right?
Yeah.
And so when we spray compost tea, we want to have a reason why we're spraying it. So if you know the plants need, that's why, again, it goes back to the, ideally, there's a perfect tool to use. Look, a refractometer costs you $35. Okay?
Yeah, and another thing I want to mention, too, that I find with a lot of clients, will bring me onto their property. They already have gardeners in most cases. I'm there just to amend soil or add compost and minerals to the ground, to the soil. And I'll find out that their gardeners are spraying Roundup or some pesticides for weeds, and I'll mention something about it, and they'll go, oh, well, we treat our trees, our fruit trees, and we treat our vegetable garden organically, but you have to kill the weeds with something. And what I really remind clients of is that the animals, your pets, and your children are really affected if the gardener is just using Roundup, even on the lawn, because wherever they step, it's coming into the home. And when you're tracking it into the house, it actually lives longer in a carpet or in the house than sometimes it lives outside.
The World Health Organization already declared it a carcinogenic.
Yeah.
It has been declared that way. And one of the things you can tell your customers is that weeds grow in mineral deficient soil. The whole reason why weeds grow in the first place is to bring certain weeds, bring up certain minerals up. They have deep roots. They go down into the soil to bring the minerals up. Then they die and they put the minerals back up on top. So when a weed is growing, it's because it's minerally deficient in that soil. See? So there's a short-term solution. There's always a short-term solution and a long-term solution. The long-term solution is to remineralize the soil. It basically means bring your stomach back to life again, make everything working again. So, one of the things that people don't realize is that it's called soil depletion. If you keep taking stuff out of soil, there ain't no minerals left in there, and you have to put the minerals back in again. That's the reason why we do the compost. That's the reason why we add the rock dust to the compost, is to get the minerals and stuff back into the soil, get everything working. That takes a long time, especially when you go to some place that's sick and doesn't have any living soil. And that's why you have to do the foliar spraying to make up. So when I go to a place, if I put your compost in the soil, it's not going to be, nothing's going to be coming back to life for maybe a year or two.
Yeah.
This is like, you have to stay with us, composting, rock dust and composting, mulching, and slowly you'll see things start to change. After a year, maybe there might be some stuff going on in the root systems, maybe, right? You know what I mean? And it takes years for things to start to finally to respond to being alive. In the interim, you have to foliar spray.
Yeah, see? And also I want to put a pitch in for your book, because when your most recent book came out, I was on a property and we had the orange rust on the blackberries and on some of the bushes, on some of the roses. Yeah. And so I couldn't get you by phone, so I went into your book, and what you recommended was to mix a spray with tea tree oil and garlic. And I did that, and I sprayed the plants. You have to do it regularly, of course, and it works wonders, but it really helps to have that book on hand for home gardeners.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, because it's in the process of being rewritten again. So I'm always open to feedback. A new, up to version 106 now.
Oh, God.
So, every time. And so I shouldn't be the one fixing it, because every time I do something, I kind of add some more stuff to it. But it's important that I get the information out to people correctly, so that people really, I want to sell millions of those copies, because it will benefit people. It will benefit people. You'll see it. The version you have is going to be radically different than the new ones coming out. I'm actually going to do a more detailed version on compost throughout the book and stuff like that. I do appreciate you calling me and talking to me. The show will be up in a few days. It'll also go up on the podcast. Are you getting the podcasts, by the way?
I'm getting them. I just haven't had the time to listen to them.
Okay, cool. So you're getting them anyway, right? You're getting the podcast.
Yeah.
So you're a member. Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing I want to mention to your listeners, too, is that you do your article every week in the Surfside News, and they print that online. So for even people who don't live in the Malibu area and pick up the paper, they can, you know, go online to the Surfside website and be able to read your articles weekly, because every week you're printing information that is really pertinent to the seasons. Because as any home gardener knows, or any landscaper knows, the garden changes seasonally. There's something new that's happening every season, and that's why I think it's really important to read your articles weekly.
Well, you're very kind, but it kind of reveals that you yourself, see, I do a blog on the website, and the blog is basically every column that I write a couple of different columns, goes out on the blog. I prefer to have people go to invisiblegardener.com, click on the blog, and there it is right there. See, you can read it yourself, too. But it's okay. Surfside News is a good place to watch my blog. And by the way, I don't tell anybody. This is top secret. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be very quiet about it, but I might be doing a column for the Montecito paper. Don't tell anybody.
So, yeah, good.
Yeah, that's coming up probably in January, because I'm talking to the owners. The same thing with the Ojai paper and a couple other publications. I really like doing this column thing. I really like it. Once people know it's there, the information is really cool. I got somebody reads the Surfside News from England.
Awesome.
I thought that was cool, right? Because I talked about a horse getting bit by flies, and talked about using a mist system. You can make your own mist system in a garlic. Well, anyway, so we have a few more minutes. Anything else you want to say? Because I'm giving you
I just want to give out my website in case people want to just check out my website or get in touch with me about compost. And also, I'll give out my phone number if that's all right, because that's the most direct way to reach me.
Well, you have to give me like $750 for your phone number, and that's exactly besides $322 for the website. That's $1,075 you have to pay me. How are you going to pay?
I can pay you by check or credit card, whatever you prefer.
Okay, credit card. You swear you give it to me, so go ahead. Now you can give the information up.
Yeah, the website is Rico's Organics. That's RICOSORGANICS.Weebly, WEEBLY.com. And the phone number for Rico's Organics is 805-689-9890. And you can leave a message, and I'll get back to you, and we'll talk about what your garden needs.
What I'll do, too, is when I repost this on my podcast, I will also... you need to email me that address again, just in case people didn't get it. I'll post a link up there to your site for it. And then once it comes out on your site, you can put a little link up there for the show so people can hear you on that. You should use that as a promotional thing, you know?
Okay.
And you're going to owe me about another 1,000 bags of compost.
Yeah, I already owe you about 100,000 bags of compost.
I just have a hard time lifting them up anymore. I said, you know, after all these years of lifting compost out, the body says, "How dare you try to lift up another 50-pound bag? How dare you?" I'm going, "Oh, shut up."
I know.
But thank you very much for calling, okay?
Of course, and thank you.
Okay, take care now. I'm going to wrap
thank
up
you,
the show
Andy.
A little bit. Okay, bye now.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, so you're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. With your host, that would be me, Andy Lopez, Invisible Gardener. I'm here every Saturday morning from 1 p.m. to 1:55, a specific standard time. I'm talking to a lot of folks being on as a guest on my show, and so we'll see. And if you want to keep up and know what's going on, I suggest you go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. Click on newsletter there, sign up to get my newsletter. And I'll tell you another secret, and it's not a secret basically, is if you sign up for the newsletter and you click on contest and you mention any other radio shows that you're hearing this on, you automatically be a winner, be a lifetime winner. What I do is I will give you a lifetime membership to my club. As a member, you'll have access to all my books. I think there's 20 books up there. There should be 20, 21 books. Somebody told me there was only 16, so I have to go back take a look. I may be missing a bunches of books to get up there, to do. That's what happens when you do everything yourself, including my latest one, which you'll get back right away. So as soon as I get an email that says you signed up for the newsletter, and I sent you back a link saying you won, and right along with that link, you'll get my Don't Panic, It's Organic ebook right away. And then you can, when you log into the website, you can get access to the rest of my ebooks up there. I also have a really nice ebook on bricks. So it tells you different bricks levels of plants and stuff. We're going to be talking more about bricks down the road, and how to use a refractometer, how to read bricks. And hopefully I have some guests up on who will also be talking about bricks, because this is not just my idea. And so basically it's an online class. Just think of it as a class. And so I'll be doing, next week, I have no idea what I'm, oh yeah, I know what's going on next week. So on Friday, I'm having major dental work. I'm also getting a lobotomy and a sex change. I'm having a button that tells me, I can press if I'm going to be male or female. A lobotomy means there's just too much brain power up here, you know. They want to study it. And so, no, but I'm really having some dental work done. And I have no idea if I'm going to be available on the Saturday morning thereafter. I have a feeling I'm going to be like, oh, my God, Chris, I'm thinking my teeth hurt right now. You know what I mean? Right? So I'm going to be doing a either a rebroadcast or a taping one up during this week here, creating a little show that I'm going to upload. So as soon as I figure out from the engineer where to and how to, otherwise I'll just post it on SoundCloud and he can just download it that way. All my shows are up on SoundCloud, so along with all my music and everything on SoundCloud.com, Invisible Gardener. Just think of Invisible Gardener, you'll find it. I also have several different radio shows all over the place. And so if you type Invisible Gardener on Google, you'll find out a lot more about me than I'm willing to tell people about. And so hopefully I will make it through the dental work. And then I'll be back the following week after that with more live shows and more guests and lots of good information for you. If you have a question you want to be me to talk about, you send it to Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. Just spell Invisible, I-N-V-I-S-I-B-L-E, and Gardener, G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R.com. So the name is also the name of the website, InvisibleGardener.com. Check it out. See what's going on over there. But if you while you're there, sign up for the newsletter, and it tells you everything that's going on, and then it also tell you if I survive the dental thing or not, and how you can use the website, guest. If you want to be a guest on my show, if you think you have a product or service that people would like, send me email. Better yet, go to the website, click on the newsletter there, and there's an inquiry button. You can inquire. Say, this is what I do. This is my website. I'd like to be a guest on your show, and I'll get back to you. So I think my time machine tells me it's 1:54, so I probably have another minute, according to my I don't have it here. Maybe I do. my engineering thing here, you know, which I don't think I have my... here it is. So thank you very much for listening. I have two more minutes. I'm on my Mac now. It's like switched between my PC and my Mac. My Mac does things on its own, you know what I mean? But Rico was talking about the blog. So on the blog, I do a blog every couple of days. Not just what I do for the Surfside News, but if I want to write about something, I will. And so you go up to invisiblegardener.com, you see it says Andy's blog. And you can click on it. On the blog is also where I do my, when I write a new song, I post a blog up of the song. Anything I do, any artwork, you're going to find in the blog. Tons and tons of artwork. I do like a new artwork every week along with a new song every week. They're both up there. The website you're going to find to be a conglomeration of things from gardening to music to artwork. But that's the way it goes, right? Membership is only $20 for a lifetime, but hey, don't spend the $20. Just go up to click on website, click on newsletter, click on contest in the comments section and say, hey, I heard you on the Don't Panic, It's Organic on bbsradio.com. Please send me my I want a lifetime membership, and I'll send you a link that says you have one. It makes you a member, and we'll take it from there, right? So thank you very much for listening to my show. Hopefully I'll be back, and you guys will be back, and this will be posted on my podcast and made available worldwide on Don't Panic, It's Organic, and What's in Your Garden. And I also operate out of TalkShoe.com. So I think I'm almost done. I'm going to just say done with question mark. Maybe not. He said, okay, so I guess he's going to play my ending music, you know, which we have there for it. Whatever. No?
Attention, gardeners. How would you like to learn how to get rid of unwanted pests like ants and mosquitoes without using harmful pesticides? With the growing concern about West Nile virus, killer bees, and the use of synthetic pesticides, there is a better way. Go to www.invisiblegardener.com. Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener, provides alternatives to chemical products using natural ingredients you may already have at home. Do you have gardening questions or problems? Get the help you need at www.invisiblegardener.com. Join the Invisible Gardeners of America and take their online gardening classes. The Invisible Gardener has helped gardeners since 1972, and he can help you too. Visit www.invisiblegardener.com. You can talk directly to him about your gardening questions right here on The Invisible Gardener every Saturday morning, and you can reach Andy Lopez, The Invisible Gardener, anytime at www.invisiblegardener.com. Check it out on the website. That's www.invisiblegardener.com. www.invisiblegardener.com.
Hi, this is Andy. Make sure you go to Invisible Gardener. That's GARDENER.com. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. See you next Saturday.